to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILX.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.
Frustrated.
The TV doesn't work. Now you got it working again.
I'm frustrated when I, like we had Moose and Muhammad, when I deal with a Sparty who is just so nice, and it makes me soften up my disdain for Michigan State, and I'm very uncomfortable with that.
Well, you know, every school has them. Every school has
like
their,
when we have Tom Izzo
great
on
ones
here.
And their jerks.
When we have Tom Izzo on here, it pisses me off because it diminishes my disdain for Michigan State.
It's like when Spartans find a Michigan guy.
I'm very, very, that's not where I want to be. I don't like being at that place.
You don't like to like them.
Yes.
Right. It's when Spartans find Michigan guys who aren't as arrogant as they expect.
But when I go down to Ann Arbor next week and be some Sparty fans that are around and they're obnoxious, then I'll get back to where I'm supposed to be.
Do you think they'll have any obnoxiousness thrown their way while they're down there? Do you think maybe just by any chance there could be a little bit?
Yeah, they are. And that's how it happens. So I'm gonna look over them. They're sitting over there in row 90 in section 15, and they're gonna be loud, and it's gonna be a great game. And as our good friend Dave DeMarco used to always say, it's Prozac week, and it is indeed Prozac week next week. It's gonna be intense, especially if both our teams come off a W today.
And you're expecting that today, right? You think two W's today?
I think two W's today. I think they're going to go right down to the fourth quarter games. And for the
life of me, I don't understand why you say the Michigan-Indiana game's going to be that close.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Ben Chappell's a very good quarterback. He's got, you know, decent running back. He's got great receivers. And Michigan's defense is not very good. They're not very good, Jack. And how you can say that they're good.
I didn't say they were good. I don't think Indiana's offense is that good. Who has Indiana played?
Well, I mean, you can say that about anybody. When you start defaulting into that, who have they played? You can take all those 11 teams we have in the Big Ten, sans Ohio State, and their win over Miami.
I'm looking at what Indiana had a year ago. They haven't added any superstars. They got the same players they had.
You're stuck in this
Indiana
mentality thing.
Indiana's stuck in the Indiana mentality, and they're stuck in the Indiana performance. That's even worse.
Okay. What? Michigan's secondary is not very good. Okay, and Chappell's a veteran quarterback, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm talking 400, 450 yards served up yet once again on Michigan's defense today by Indiana's offense. Okay, so Michigan has to match that. They got to keep D-Rod healthy. I mean, the crowd went into a shriek mode last week when he went down.
But Forcier came in and hit 12 straight passes.
I understand that, but you know, it's not Denard. It's a different level when you got Denard Robinson. The guy's leading rusher in the country, Jack.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
Michigan's the leading rushing team in the Big Ten.
Who would have guessed that?
Well, it's because of one guy. I mean, granted, that O-line is really coming together.
See, Mark Dotson called. He said it wasn't a one-man team.
It's not a one-man team, but I'm telling you what, it's a one-man backfield because it's that O-line's doing a great job, but D-Rob is one that puts the pressure on the defense. He is an impact player to that level, and he's got to stay healthy.
He should be healthy. They say that his knee is good to go, right? So he should
be
close to 100%.
Keep in mind about D-Rob, as I call him, like B-Rob, Bernard Robinson Jr., okay? He has gone out at least one play, three of these four games. So it's not like, I mean, he's taken some hits.
But he goes out one play. What's the big
deal?
You have a bad chin strap.
I understand that, but I mean, he's been hit hard, and as Rich Rod has indicated, you know, the first level, the D-line, you don't want those 280-pound guys falling on them. You can take the second level, the linebackers, the strong safety. You can take the secondary guys, your corners and your free safety hitting on them. But you get those big guys get a hold of them one of these days. And that's going to happen when they go against Wisconsin, Iowa, and Michigan State, for that matter.
Some guys, Tom, are just good at avoiding the hit. I mean, they get hit, but they don't take the brunt of the hit. Barry Sanders very seldom took
Good, as Jamie Morris was talking about last, some guys get hurt in the bathtub. You know, I mean, it's amazing how certain athletes are that way. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because I'm telling you what, if Denard Robinson stays healthy this year, look out. I mean, he is a viable Heisman Trophy candidate, depending on how Michigan does.
He'd be the leader right now.
Yeah, he is the leader.
If the vote
right
were held today,
right,
October 2nd, he would win.
Ryan Mallett obviously
hurt himself in the second half.
Yeah, a little bit. Mark Ingram. Oh my God. Did you see that stiff? I mean, he is a stud bucket, man. There is no question about it.
He is Emmitt Smith plus.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like Emmitt Smith, the Florida Gator, is in an Alabama uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen similar styles of running than those two guys?
Same number?
I mean, my God, it's like what is going on here? Everything he does, he looks like Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good model to go after.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know?
So, I mean, great games. Alabama, Florida today. We haven't even talked about it. There's some great 8 o'clock games. You got Stanford and Oregon.
You might be seeing the Heisman front runner in that game, Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, reminds me a little bit of Harbaugh when he was at Michigan, but maybe a little bit more gifted.
Now, I saw his dad when I was down covering the Houston Oilers many moons ago. His dad was the quarterback of the Oilers, Oliver Luck. And this guy's a lot better than him. this guy's got some big time toughness to him.
They said Stanford's had luck for a long time, good and bad, but when they won games there was a lot of luck involved. Now there's luck involved too from a
They
different standpoint.
Look pretty dominant against Notre Dame.
Hey, have you ever seen a guy get two touchdowns in 13 seconds?
Yeah, really.
How about that? This is a true two-way player.
Yeah.
This guy's playing fullback and linebacker, right. Scores,
love
and then
it.
He takes some interception.
I like
back.
That Stanford team. I cannot wait to see them tonight. That's going to be the most intriguing matchup of the day.
They're going to have to be good
to
win
State.
At Oregon.
Yeah.
Toughest place I've ever seen a game.
Yeah. And the field's got a crown. That could be an issue.
I heard that. I heard it's like 12 feet, that crown on the field.
And especially for 6'6"
you know
quarterbacks.
They spit on you the whole game, too. You think
really?
It's raining, but it's not.
Classy.